Hi, I'm Barbara Hinton. I'm standing at 2401 Munger Street, just off the Gulf Freeway at the Telephone Road exit, in front of the Orange Show. If you've never been to the Orange Show, or if it's been a long time since you've been here, you need to come and visit. It's one of Houston's most famous cultural icons, and it's recently been restored so that it looks prettier and more sparkly than it has in a long, long time. Let's walk across the street to the Orange Show and go in. We're going to enter through the bright red painted gates that Jeff McKissick welded out of gears and railroad spikes. Jeff is the man who built the Orange Show single-handedly over a 25-year period. When you get to the gates and look in, the first thing you see is just this profusion of colors. Green and white wagon wheels, and yellow and purple wagon wheels, and purple pedestals with silver ladies on them, and all sorts of wonderful things. Let's go through the handmade turnstile and turn to the left and look at the chemical conversion plant and the displays that Jeff built. His philosophy was that if you ate healthy, nutritious things, if you put good products into your body, it acted like a chemical conversion plant, and you would get energy and long life and healthiness from eating good things. So Jeff was trying to teach children and adults about how to be healthy and how to recycle and how to have a good long life. He actually wrote a book called How to Live to Be 100 and Still Be Spry. Walk on toward the red and white wagon wheels at the end and notice the mosaic behind there. Be smart, drink fresh orange juice, and then let's turn the corner, step up two steps, and walk into the museum. The museum is just as Jeff created it 30 years ago, and it's recently been restored, so it looks better than it's looked in years and years. And inside the museum are some of Jeff's favorite stories and favorite philosophies. On the left-hand side, you'll see Purity, the Bride, and he says the orange is absolutely pure. It grows right out of the bloom, protected by the rind. And there's a cute story about frogs, so read the story and enjoy yourself. Santa's son is back behind the door, and there's a story about the woodsman and the Indians and bears. Walk on down. John Brown, the blacksmith, and a lot of information that was important to Jeff when he was growing up as a young man. He was born during the Depression, and so his philosophy was still a lot about depression. You'll see a scarecrow, a metal scarecrow at the end, and there's a great story about the scarecrow and how they symbolize the fears of life. So take a few minutes here in the museum and look around and read the signs and have fun. And then when you're finished, let's go outside. If you want to pause the recorder until you're finished, that's fine. And then let's go outside and let's go up. Turn to the left. Walk past the blue tractor seats and walk upstairs, up the stairs on your right. On your left, you can see the wishing well and the beautiful heart mosaics that Jeff made. Jeff thought every amusement park needed to have a wishing well. And then walk past that motor that's on your right-hand side and just get an overview of the Orange Show and how intricate and what a labyrinth it was. Jeff built that great big boat that you see down there in the pond. His idea was to have the boat floating around in the pond, and that would entertain the visitors who came. And look at all the birds that you see around, and the birds, the welded birds that Jeff made, and look at all the movement from the breeze. If you've got a little bit of breeze that day, you should be able to see lots of movement, lots of things flying in the wind. And against the far wall up above the far track, the wagon wheels, Jeff has displays that talk about the planets and the sun and the moon. He was very interested in teaching people about his philosophy of hard life and hard work and good life and longevity. When you're finished up top, let's step back down. So if you want to take a different way down, we can turn to the right and come down by the back wall. Be careful, as Jeff said, watch your step. We've got more mosaics on the back wall back here, as long as, the hold on and birds of a feather flock together mosaic. Now let's turn to the right, walk across the red and yellow floor, and let's go into what's called the sideshow. Notice the lions that you're walking by, and then turn to the left near the orange tree, and then turn to the right, and let's go up and see, look in the sideshow. This was Jeff's area where we do performances and storytelling and theatrical plays and music and have all sorts of wonderful things. On that little stage, that little heart stage down there, Jeff planned to have a lady in a beautiful gown playing a piano that rotated around the room. I don't think the Orange Show Center has ever done a beautiful lady in a formal gown on a piano, but we've certainly had a lot of fun bands, a lot of fun local musicians have come out here and played, as well as some national and international acts. So check out our calendar on the orangeshow.org website and see what's coming up in the weeks ahead, and come out and join us one evening for something to do. And just enjoy sitting outside, watching the flags, and seeing the birds, and looking around, and just enjoy all that the Orange Show has to offer.